This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is deploying the National Guard to the city of Kenosha to prevent violence after the police shooting of a black man. Jacob Blake, age 29, was shot in the back and seriously wounded Sunday evening as he leaned into a car containing his three children. Reports say Blake was in stable condition Monday at a Milwaukee hospital. Police were reported to be responding to a domestic dispute, although circumstances surrounding the shooting are unclear. The three officers involved, whose race was not made public, have been placed on administrative leave. The shooting sparked a night of violence Sunday night. Officials have announced an overnight curfew in Kenosha from Monday. Just minutes after delegates to the Republican National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, formally awarded him the party's nomination on Monday, President Donald Trump took to the stage to make a nearly hour-long speech in an unannounced but highly expected appearance. He told his audience that the Democrats are, in his words, trying to steal the election. He didn't provide evidence for those remarks. Mr. Trump said the only way the Democrats can defeat him at the polls in November is through a rigged election. In a break from tradition, President Trump is set to speak to the delegates on each of the 4 days of the convention. Usually the nominee does not speak until he formally accepts the nomination on the final day of the event. Mr. Trump is expected to formally accept on Thursday in a speech from the White House. It'll be followed by fireworks on the National Mall. Former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and more than two dozen other former Republican members of Congress have endorsed Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. They've joined a group called the Republicans for Biden program, launched by the Biden campaign today. It's part of the efforts to engage with Republicans who've lost faith in their own party's candidate, the incumbent President Trump. VOA News. Talks between West African envoys and Mali's new military rulers on Monday failed to yield an agreement on how the country should return to civilian rule after last week's coup. That's according to negotiators. Separately, both sides had ousted President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, whose return to office had initially been demanded by the regional bloc ECOWAS, no longer wished to govern. Deadlock on the key issue of civilian transition emerged after the fledgling junta denied it wanted a 3-year handover period overseen by a soldier. The new junta's spokesman told reporters that there were discussions on both sides. Nothing has been decided. The August 18th coup has shocked Mali's neighbors, who fear that a fragile state battling jihadism and an economic slump may slide into chaos. Belarusian authorities arrested two leading opposition activists allegedly helping to spearhead protests in the country, demanding the resignation of longtime President Alexander Lukashenko following a disputed election. The opposition's Coordination Council said police in the capital, Minsk, detained its members Olga Kovalkova and Sergei Dilyevsky on Monday. City police confirmed their detention. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarusian capital Sunday despite warnings from the army. They called for Lukashenko to resign after the disputed election results, a post-election crackdown, and a heavy military presence in the city. Northern Ireland police say 10 people arrested last week in an investigation of the militant Irish nationalist group New IRA have been charged on a range of offenses, from directing terrorism to conspiracy to possess explosives. The new IRA, one of a small number of active militant groups opposed to Northern Ireland's 1998 peace deal, have been behind some of the sporadic attacks that have continued, including the murder of journalist Lyra McKee last year. The 10 people, 8 men and 2 women, were charged with a total of 39 offenses as a result of a coordinated investigation with police in Scotland, Ireland, and Britain. It was also assisted by Britain's MI5 domestic intelligence agency. The new IRA is far smaller than the Irish Republican Army, which disarmed after the 1998 peace accord. Forecasters in the United States are warning Tropical Storm Laura is likely to become a hurricane on Tuesday as it heads into the warm waters of the Caribbean Sea. Its twin storm Marco is losing strength, but will still produce heavy and high winds as it approaches the Gulf Coast of the southern United States. Storm is forecast to make landfall late Wednesday or early Thursday in a zone between roughly New Orleans and Houston, Texas. Marissa Melton, VOA News.